Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you, God. We are grateful to be here once again on this early Tuesday morning, the 14th day of June 2022. It is a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to have you join us this morning. And we had a little difficulty this morning, but we are live now. So we thank the Lord today for our sister Gladys, who will be facilitating. So we'll just join in and just do what God has for us to do this morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. For this hour, power of prayer for the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, Pastor Darlene Bondage is the pastor, and we thank you for today, which is Tuesday, for today, and thank God for the day of this month. I mean, for the day, what the date is today, but I just thank God that I'm here today. I thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I thank God in the name of Jesus that he saw fit to wake us up this morning. I thank God in the name of Jesus for life and that more abundantly. And I thank God for everyone that's on this prayer line, the ones that, hallelujah, right now, and the ones that are to come, and for the future ones in the name of Jesus. And I appreciate God for his love and kindness. I thank you right now, God, that, you know, for that I speak life, abundant life, manifold life, hundredfold life this morning in the name of Jesus. And I ask God in the name of Jesus to search our hearts this morning. Hallelujah. Creating us clean hearts and renew right spirits in us this morning right now, God. Our Lord, ask you to forgive us of all sins right now, God, knowingly and unknowingly. Seen and unseen, Father, so that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you today, right now, God, in your Son, Jesus' name. And, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praises, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for this is the day that you have made, so we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And so we're going to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, Lord. We honor you and we praise you this morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I shall enter into his court with praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, for he has made us glad. We will. He has made us glad. He has made us glad, and we will rejoice, for he has made us glad. He has made us glad. He has made us glad. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. Lord, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah for that song, putting that song on my heart this morning, Lord God. And, Lord, just for being ready right now, God, when the time comes to serve in any capacity right now, God, that you call me to serve this morning, right now, God, this morning. So we're giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And so we're going to come in and just give God thanksgiving for the things that he's done, the things that he's doing, and the things that he's about to do in our lives right now this morning. So we're going to open up our mics up this morning. Hallelujah to praise God this morning. Just give him the glory and the honor for everything that he's done. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father God, we thank you this morning for
you. We praise you.
You are wonderful, Father. For God,
we magnify you.
You are Hallelujah. Oh, God of
praise,
great and
night,
worship
Lord.
Right now, God.
Praise,
Lord,
praise
Jesus,
your name
from the
rock.
Hallelujah.
high, God, in his feet and on behalf of our
thank you.
Brothers and sisters of Christ right now, God. Hallelujah. He get out right now,
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us out of love. This is a deeper level in love with you, Father, this morning. Lord, in the name of Jesus, keeping us out of the grave, a deeper level in love with you, Lord. Morning, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you and we praise you, God. In Jesus' name, thank you right now, God. Hallelujah right now, God. Hallelujah for the Bible right now, God, in the heart right now, God. We ask you right now, God, to restore, renew, replenish, revive, refresh. Hallelujah. Quicken thou us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We bind and we rebuke the spirit of death. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we bind and rebuke the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of envy, hallelujah. Jealousy, the spirit of envy, Father. And we cast it down to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. The spirit of suicide is bound in the name of Jesus. The spirit of destruction, the spirit of hindrance, the familiar spirit is bound and cast back to the pit of hell for which it came in the name of Jesus. That no weapon formed against us this morning shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We cast back down every evil work, every evil plot and plan,
in the name
every
of
evil
Jesus.
Bound
in the name of Jesus.
Bind the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our will, and our emotions, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we do not act on our emotions, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. That we seek you first in everything. Right now, God, in your son, Jesus, that we seek you first, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you right now, God.
Yes.
We honor you,
Lord. Yes.
And we praise you this morning. And so
I
thank
Jesus.
Everyone for, you know, hallelujah, to come together with the corporate prayer. Also, and giving God the thanks for in all things. And I wanted to say this morning, I want to just say this encouragement on endurance. There is nothing like feeling that the Lord is distant when you're going through a dark and terrible time in your life. The pain makes it easy to fall into self-pity. The Lord's seeming absence strikes a chord of fear and stirs the dust of doubt. Instead, you grasp him by faith and worship. You may not even be able to lift your head, and your voice may barely be heard, but Jesus hears even your weakest whisper of love. He may feel distant today, and you may not see how he could ever fix the mess you're in or do the miracles you've been hoping for, but he is faithful. While you don't close your eyes to your problems, you don't focus on them either. Refuse to give the problem a seat on the throne of your heart where Jesus is supposed to be. Remind yourself of God's miracle working power and believe. Lord, we know you hear the travailing of our souls. Come meet us in our need. We're weary and worn, and it feels as if everything's falling apart. We don't have much to offer, so we simply give you our heart. You are faithful, and you will never fail us in Jesus' name. And I thank God for that this morning. You know, whoever is going through, whoever, you know, this touches their heart and stuff, you know, that God, hallelujah, they're still on the throne, and he's still there waiting, hallelujah, for us to, hallelujah, to acknowledge him in all our ways and just to keep going in spite of our hurts, hang-ups, and habits, despite of what we're going through, in spite of what we're feeling, hallelujah, that we don't go on a feeling, but we go on what the word of God says right now, his promises right now, that what he says that he's going to do if we're obedient to his will, his way, and that we persevere, we endure. Heart is as a good soldier. We just keep moving and don't stop. Just keep moving. We don't have the right to stop. So I just thank God for whatever in all things. We thank God in all things. Hallelujah. As we enter the throne room, hallelujah, in our heart, of his heart, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We honor you. And so what we're going to do while the mics are still open, we want to ask anyone that they have a prayer or a praise report, you know, want to pray for somebody. The mics are open this morning so we can get the prayer requests and things, you know, out. So the mics are open this morning.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning again. Sister Gladys, mm-hmm. We want to leave time for Sister Mary. She has a word to gotten the basics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
640 or what? You want it to be like before 640 or what? Yeah, because I was thinking I'm continuing to do that when I facilitate anyway.
Okay.
So, can we go ahead and do this right now for, what did you say the sister name was, to say what she needed to say this morning? And then,
yeah, Sister
hello?
Mary. Uh-huh.
Yes, Sister Mary, you want to start?
Oh, yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Uh-huh.
Okay. I do have a word I would like to share this morning. First of all, I give honor to God and just thank him for his glory. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his praise. And thank him for the praise and the worship that we honor up to him this morning. I adore you, Lord God. I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this time, Lord God, to share, Lord God. God, most of all, to come together, Lord God, and on one accord, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you meet us here, Lord God, when we get together for prayer, praise, and deliverance, oh, Lord God. We're faithfully joining together, Lord God, to hear your voice, oh, Lord God. And, God, just to be with you, Lord God, just to start our day off in victory, Lord God, just to start our day off knowing, Lord God, that we're not alone, Lord God, that you're with us, oh, Lord God, and you'll be with us throughout today, Lord God. You'll help us make, God, good, godly decisions, oh, Lord God. You'll protect us, oh, Lord God. You'll protect us from any harm and danger, oh, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for this day, June 14th, 2000, God, we just thank you, Father God, for your glory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just being a blessing to us, oh, Lord God, carrying us through, Lord God, a great, great weekend, Lord God, and giving us a promise to a great week, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, and we just praise your name, Lord God. And, Lord God, as I bring forth a word, Lord God, that I've been assigned to do, Father God, this day, Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, you honor it, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you perfect it the way it should be, Lord God, and the ears that it fall on, Lord God, that it be receptive, Lord God, to those who hear, Lord God, and to just grab, Lord God, whatever that is needed for them, Lord God, out of this message, oh, Lord God, to grab it and to hold on to it, Lord God, and to just to remember you, Lord God, and to think of you and your good thoughts, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving me the mind of Christ, just as it is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Thank you for each and every one that is on this prayer line right now. In Jesus' name, God, we give you glory. Thank you, Father. So today, as I would like to share, on the subject of covenant, and how God remembers his covenant for us. He never lets go. He honors his covenant. He stands strong in his covenant for us. us, and he's always made that known, and he made it known throughout the Bible about his covenant. And we, this subject was just on my heart, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I just said, you know, Lord God, I'm so glad that I know your covenant. I know what covenant is. And sometimes we get in a place where we don't even think of the covenant of God, think about what it means to us and what we mean to him as we as we will understand that covenant goes both ways. So today we want to just be encouraged about the word a covenant and our covenant relationship with God. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read from Psalms 105, verse 1 through 10, and I'm going to focus in on the verses 7 through 10 that talks about the covenant of God. So here we go. I'm going to read here. It starts out with a praise, like, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed among his people. Sing to him. Sing songs to him. Talk of all his wondrous work and glory in his holy name. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord, and seek the Lord with and his strength. See, I'm gonna read that again so we can understand it better. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek him and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work which he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen one. He is the Lord. This is what the verse I'm going to focus in on is from 7 through 10. He is the Lord, our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for a thousand generations. For a thousand generations, the word that he commanded, his covenant, the covenant which he has made for with Abraham and his oath with Isaac, and he confirmed it with Jacob for a statute to Israel as an everlasting covenant. As an everlasting covenant. So let us go back and just kind of understand what covenant is. Covenant is a binding agreement. It's made between two or more persons or parties. And I just want to to break it down. Covenant is a lifetime binding agreement between us and God, between God and us, between God and us. As we back remembering talking about the covenant from the verse 7 through 8, as God reminds us that he is the Lord our God. You know, he's big. He is the Lord our God, and his judgments are in all the earth. He reminds us of who he is. He said, I am the Lord your God. So, and then verse 8, he remembers his covenant forever and the words that he commanded for thousands of generations, way back then to even now for us and for those generations even to come. He said remembered his generation to all of us, okay, for thousands of years. The nation of Israel that God revealed his covenant. You know, God had chosen Abraham. We always use Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. they were the seed, the very seed, and Abraham and all of the families on earth, they were blessed because God said they shall be blessed. You know, I've given you my covenant. You shall be blessed. We know that Abraham's son was Isaac, and Isaac's son was Jacob. These three men, they were considered as a patriarch because they were founders of Israel. Israel, they were men of faith. They were God. They were men that God chose because they were faithful, and he poured out his blessings upon them. So God remembers his covenant. He remembers his covenant also as he establishes his covenant. Not only that, his covenant is an everlasting covenant. I think it mentions that here, too. His covenant is an everlasting covenant. Now, his first covenant that God had, the first, very first covenant, was with Adam and Eve. You remember? But that covenant was broken. It was broken through obedience. But there were other covenant agreements made as well. When you just type in or look up your research on covenant, you'll just find out the many, many covenants and where it's all found and everything. Look in any of your Strong's concordance or wherever you'll find some definitions of covenant. But the next covenant was major, and the next very covenant was made with Abraham. And Abraham became the father of a household of faith. And out of this seed was Jesus Christ, the covenant, which is alive, which is valid today for those who live by faith. Remember I said those who live by faith, because you've got to be saved to know God's covenant. Okay? Okay. And so it goes on. We wanted to talk about God's covenant. It's honored. He's faithful to his covenant, and he honors his covenant every time. He never, ever fails. He never, ever fails. We may fail. We may doubt or somehow, but God honors the covenant which he's made. If he said it, he will do it. So he honors that. But at the same time, we know remembering God, a covenant is two ways. It is a two-way agreement. We don't ever want to forget that covenant with us and our response to him, our covenant back to him. So God had given us the covenant of you know, his promises through salvation, through giving of his son, through partnership, provision, through his power and authority, through healing and his unconditional love. All these parts and more is fulfilled. But remember, we have a covenant back to him, so we know him. I know when I want to just give this a quick testimony. When I first heard of the word covenant, I wasn't a new a Christian, but I wanted to know more of it. I said, well, what is it about this covenant? I knew I had a relationship with Christ. I knew that I was heir, you know, to the throne, but I didn't understand covenant. I didn't totally understand covenant. And I saw God, and I said, Lord, help me understand the covenant, because I want all of you. I want all of you, and I want to give you all of me. So when I started seeking it and knowing about covenant, this was years ago, maybe some 30, 35 years ago, and God said, well, my first covenant is with salvation. So, yes, I had received Christ, and daily, and the next part was a repentance. And then of his covenant, and the next part was the water baptism, and the next one was a regular partaking of the Lord's Supper, a regular church attendance, and then honoring those that are in authority, the pastors, the leaders, those who can come to you and lay hands on you when you're sick, And then the next one is tithes and offering. These are all a part of God's covenant, a covenant relationship. We can give back to him, you know, knowing that and out of this, this is building a relationship. We understand the covenant now. Now we've got a relationship. We're just not only just saving. Well, we have a relationship with God. With God, we grow and we get stronger and stronger and stronger. We know that God started. He honors his covenant, and we are honoring our covenant. We're honoring our covenant by being going to church, doing fellowship, and assembling ourselves among the other, paying our tithes and our offerings. Doing these things that keeps us close to him, that God is pleased with, and he understands us because he cries out for, you know, those who know me. Come, you know, show me that you know me, you know, in your daily walk towards me. So God is looking, constantly looking for our response as a covenant people with a willing heart. And God is looking. God keeps his promises. You know, he definitely keeps his promise. He never lets us go. I want to just quickly read this 2 Chronicles 16:9, where it says, "God, for the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfected towards him," So we know that we are a special people, you know, and get a special response from God because we are a covenant people. We are in covenant. He know us. We know him. And that's not the disrespect of those who just want to be, you know, people just want to be saved, but, you know, to constantly build up on who Christ is and who you want him to be in your life so that you can come stronger in God. God also shows his promises. He's ever mindful. He's ever mindful of his covenant. And same as he said that, he wants us, Mary, to be ever mindful of my covenant. That's in Psalms 111, verse 5. And in Psalms 106:45, it said, when we cry, he hears us. When we cry, he remembers his covenant. Even when we are pleading out to him, we are crying out to him. He know, he looks down at me, whomever, call your name out, and he hears those cries because he know that she knows my covenant. He knows my covenant. They know my covenant, and I hear them, and I remember them when in my covenant. He remembers. He said, "I remember." It says in capital level, he remembers his covenant towards us. And another one that is very simple, and I always kind of wondered over years and years, and I was as a little girl, but we can also tell it to the children all the time, that how he sets his covenant. He sent it as a sign. You know, God doesn't leave us empty. His covenant is all around us. And he set it in Genesis 9:13, and you could read that that whole chapter and really understand a lot about the covenant. He said, "I set a rainbow in a cloud, and it shall be for the sign of my covenant between me," God, it's the M, "and the earth." So God is faithful to us. He loves us. I hope you've gotten a good understanding out of what covenant is, your relationship, how you walk in faith, how you continue to build on the things of God, because he's so big. He's a big God, and he sees us, and he loves us, and we are not even we're not out of his sight, not neither one of us, no matter where we're at, we're not out of his sight. He will keep his covenant no matter what. He will keep his covenant, and we want to try as hard as we can to keep our covenant with him, to be faithful in our covenant and our walk with him. If you fall short on things, get back up. He understands, he sees all, and he knows all. And I just want to say a quick prayer as I end this here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are so grateful and thankful of your goodness, God, your pure goodness, God, your goodness, God, and your mercy, Lord God. We're so grateful, Lord God, that you have given us so much, oh Lord God, that we know, Lord God, we can perfect, oh Lord God, the things that you desire of us, oh Lord God, and we perfect the things that you desire of us, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you've given us, oh Lord God. We're thankful, Lord God, that we know you, Lord God, just a little bit more, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Just have a little bit closer relationship, Lord God, in our faithfulness, oh Lord God, just as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were faithful men of God, and he gave them plentiful. He gave them plentiful. He gave them plentiful much, oh, Lord God. So, God, we are thankful, Lord God. We're thankful, Lord God, that we too, Lord God, just like Abraham, Lord God, and Isaac, Lord God, receive the abundance from you, Father God, daily in our daily walk, Lord God. You're with us, oh, Lord God, never to forsake us or never to leave us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we give you glory. We honor you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the faithful ears that heard the word, Lord God. May you do an increase, Lord God, in each and every one of their names. Just call your name out. Just call your name out. Mary, do a faithful work in her, Lord God, of growth, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Continue to bless, oh Lord God, and continue, Lord God, and to bless us and our surroundings, and God, things that we're involved, this prayer line, Lord God, the administrator over this prayer line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, keeping it open, keeping it wide, Lord God, keeping that communication, Lord God, that we can seek your face, God. This is a blessing, Lord God, to be able to get together, Lord God, in the morning, Lord God. You meet us there, Lord, here, Lord God. You hear us and you wake us up, and Lord God, and you jump at our at the sound of our voices, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us abundantly, Lord God, and teaching us every day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Gladys.
We want to be mindful of the time, so we want to have the prayer line open as far as anybody have a prayer request that they need to say or want to pray for somebody pray for. The lines are open right now. To give your name and prayer request, and be mindful of the time. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning.
I have a prayer request. I've been feeling like I've just been attacked these last like weeks. I've been really under attack. So yesterday, I get up and I go to the gym at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and so somebody broke into my car, bust my driver's side window, stole, like, some stuff out of my car, my purse, all kind of stuff yesterday. Stole my credit cards, went to Target, spent all this money. This was a lot going on. But prior to that, I was buying a house, and I gave my earnest money, and the people that was doing my the bank company that was doing my contract, they didn't submit my paperwork on time, so the person I was buying the townhouse from decided that they didn't want to renew the contract to keep going on with the after I put the townhome under contract. So they took my earnest money, so I was out like $6,000 earnest money that I can't get back. So it's just been a lot, and it's just been a lot, and I don't want to feel defeated, so I just need prayer.
Thank you, sister.
Amen.
We're going to pray for that right quickly, Sister Bondage. We'll just come together and believe God, you know, that everything that the canker and the palmer and the locust has stolen shall be returned to her, restored, renewed, replenished in Jesus' name.
Just pray this morning. Pray, Father, today that even though the devil is trying to do things, oh God, we know, Father, today that you are a restorer. So we thank you, Lord, today that even as Job, her latter end will be greater than her former. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you will help her to get her life straight, oh God, and credit cards to be stopped, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you, God, today that you give her peace over this, oh God. Lord, this is an opportunity for us to trust you, God. So we thank you, Lord, for just blessing her, oh God, and helping her, God, giving her favor, God. In the name of Jesus, my God. This morning that what was lost, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, the most thing for her is have peace, just have joy because you are joy, God. The joy of the Lord is the joy of eternal water, wells of salvation. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. It is
done in Jesus' name. Anyone else have anything that they need prayer for, prayer requests, or just something that the Lord has done for you this morning?
Amen. Good morning. This is Scholastica. Prayer. And thank you for the word and for the prayers this morning, encouraging us and for reminding us that we serve a covenant keeping God. And I need prayer I lost my keys, my car keys, so I can't drive back home. I need my keys. I need wherever they are to be exposed. And one of his covenants is to ask and it shall be given, and seek and you shall find. So I want to find it because I know I have keys. They are somewhere. And I need to find them. And also for traveling nurses, because I do know that I need to be on the road and going back home. So for safe travels, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We thank you for a quick turnaround right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Quick thing right now, God. Hallelujah. Your Holy Spirit, you know what keys are.
I
ask you in the name of
Jesus, where it
is right
now.
You see all and you know all.
Right now,
so live and give it you for
right
7 o'clock, and it's about that time now. But
I just pray when she goes to here, things everything fall into place. And those are looking like for the car keys and the situation with the finances and things ain't coming through and people touch your property. I just know in my heart that I praise and thank him all day long. He will turn things around. And I just share with y'all a prayer warriors. We must continue on thanking him and praising him. And I know it's easy said than done when the shoe was on the other foot. But I tell you this morning, I will be praising and thanking God with everyone that does have a situation that God can only fix. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Anybody
you know, have, let us be mindful. We need to give Sister Darlene, Pastor Darlene, time to say what she needs to say. Anybody else have something to say, or either you, Sister Darlene, praise report? What?
Well,
good morning.
Good in his morning. Good morning. Can
Hello?
You all hear me?
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks to our Sister Gladys for facilitating this morning, and then our Sister Barry for the word, the covenant-keeping God that we have. I need to be reminded that we already know about the provided through his word. And this morning, I mean, this word of it is so very important to us, for us to be reminded that we do have a relationship, not just to be in the body of Christ, but to have a relationship with our God. So I do appreciate that today. And this morning, reminded of what we have a responsibility to do for our nation, for our families, for the fact that we are the women of God. We have a responsibility as a people of God to stay in prayer. So it's important that we understand that, because these prayers that are going up are making a difference in what is happening in our world. Even though sometimes it seems like it, the world is getting out of control, we still have our prayer, and the prayers are making a difference, because some of these things are happening. It could be worse than what they are, but we thank God that God is blessing and delivering and setting people free even now. And so I'm just glad for that today. You know, these mass shootings, these separate shootings, families being shot in their homes, and people on the freeway getting shot. This is something that we have to keep the prayers going, because the Lord's word is powerful. The Lord's word will help us to see the change in our world. I like Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, that says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." And so we're going to keep the word of God out there. We will win the war against the devil because we're in Christ. We will believe. We're believing that people will turn to Christ. That even though that it seems like it's a chaotic world that we're living in, God is still on the throne. And many of the things that we see happening is because the word has spoken about these things. But at the same time, we can help see change, as we saw when Jonah, when he was being disobedient, and he did finally get to the city of Nineveh, and he told the people what God had to say about their the sin that they were in, and they repented, and they did right, and God saved the city. So we can believe that God can do the same thing for our country, for our cities, for our neighborhoods. You know, when you're in a neighborhood that is full of chaos, and even in a country, our country is just so full of chaos because of the leadership and because of people who are in places in the government that don't really care about us as a nation, as a people, and they have their own private agendas. We know that we have an agenda to see peace. Our agenda is to pray for our leaders and pray that God will stop the things that they're doing that are not of him. So we believe that today, as we're going to come together and pray for God to help our nation, that this violence and this shooting and these killings will stop. You know, we have to keep these prayers going because we know that God can do some change in our nation and that people will turn to him. We're believing for revival, that people, that our nation will make a decision. You know, many people will begin to understand that they need God, that they need him. They need Jesus as their Savior, that people will come to him. In the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1, it says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." So that reminds us to keep the prayers going, not to become weak in our witness, not to become weak and unbelieving and afraid of life, afraid of doing what we need to do. So we're going to continue to watch and pray that we will be able to expect these things that are coming to pass, and then we'll be able to stand before the Son of Man. We'll be able to get to that place when Jesus will tell us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So we're believing to have that spoken to us when we get to the end of this life. So we're going to open up once again that to bind up this demon, the demons of murder, the demon of Cain, which is a jealous spirit that can lead to murder and like to hit others. Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We pray, Lord God, just cover, Father God. Surround your angels, Michael, Lord God, all around. Keep us, oh Lord God. Keep our area, our neighborhood safe, going to and our going for, Father God. Keep it safe, Father God. We bind that spirit, Lord God, of pain, that evil murdering spirit, and with the carry a gun, they're going to use it. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you delete some of these guns in the name of Jesus. How we pray for our government, Lord God, to come up with laws, oh Lord God, apples, oh Lord God, in this critical state, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Just everybody be blessed. Have a beautiful day.
a lovely rest of your life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.